WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel? Like there's just too much going on, and finding that calm oasis in the middle of the storm is impossible? I get it, man. We live in a world designed for distraction, where notifications ping us every second, deadlines loom, and social media can feel like an endless loop of comparison and FOMO. But here's the thing, folks. Inner peace isn't some mythical unicorn we chase after. It's a skill we cultivate, a muscle we strengthen. And trust me, it's way more rewarding than that latest video game or binge-worthy show. Today, we're diving into finding inner peace in chaos, because let's face it, life rarely hands us a calm, predictable ride. We're going to unpack some power moves to help you weather any storm and emerge feeling centered and empowered. Ready to tap into that well of tranquility? Let's go. First up, remember this. Inner peace starts with awareness. You can't control the external chaos, but you can control how you react to it. Pay attention to those triggers. What sets your anxiety levels soaring? Is it a certain person, situation, or even thought pattern? Once you identify your stress triggers, you can start to develop strategies to navigate them more effectively. Think of it like knowing which foods make you break out. You don't have to avoid all good things, just be mindful and prepared. Next, let's talk about the power of perspective. Ever find yourself spiraling over a seemingly minor mishap? You know that feeling when your latte spills, and suddenly your entire day feels off track? Well, try reframing that thought. Instead of, "This is the worst day ever," think, "Okay, this is inconvenient, but it's just one small blip in my day." A little shift in perspective can make a world of difference in managing stress. Number 3. Breathe. Sounds simple, right? But deep, conscious breathing is an incredibly effective way to calm your nervous system and regain control when things feel overwhelming. Seriously, take a minute right now and just focus on your breath. Inhale deeply through your nose, exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat a few times. See how much calmer you already feel. Speaking of calming techniques, number 4. Mindfulness is your secret weapon. It's about being present in the moment, focusing on your senses, and letting go of thoughts that pull you into the past or future anxieties. Try incorporating short mindfulness exercises into your day. A quick walk in nature, savoring a cup of tea, or simply noticing the sensations of your body as you sit or move. And finally, remember that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, exercising, or simply taking a well-deserved break. Now, let's imagine this. You're rushing to work, traffic is backed up, your phone is buzzing non-stop, and then, bam! Your coworker spills their coffee all over your important presentation. It's a recipe for meltdown city, right? But here's where those power moves we talked about come in. Take a deep breath, number 3. Remind yourself that this is just one small event in the grand scheme of things, perspective. And maybe even use it as a chance to laugh at the absurdity of it all. You can still deliver your presentation, but now with an added dose of humor and resilience. Remember, folks, inner peace isn't about avoiding chaos, it's about mastering your response to it. We all face challenges, that's part of the human experience. But by cultivating awareness, perspective, mindfulness, self-care, and a dash of healthy humor, we can navigate those choppy waters with grace and emerge stronger on the other side. So go out there, embrace the chaos, and remember, you've got this. And don't forget to share your thoughts. What are some of your power moves for finding inner peace? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay calm, stay centered, and keep rocking that stoic mindset.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.